What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of 8-Bit Radio. I'm your host, Eric, also known as I Am Clue, and with me I have my two co-hosts, Zach, or Outlaw, and Jeremy, or Spreadicus, for those of you on the evil side of the PlayStation Network. What's going on, guys?
Not much.
Not a whole lot.
And don't take that personally.
No, I hate you. It's okay, though.
Xbox till I die. But, so we're bringing this back. We used to have one of these a long time ago. And, we're gonna put our hand back into it, and welcome to 8-Bit Radio. So, first topic we have at hand is, we're gonna talk a little bit about who we are. I'll let my little evil brother down there start.
Sprat.
Yep.
Aww,
Jeremy.
Darn. All right. Name's Jeremy. I've been a gamer for about 12 years now, 13 years now. Or at least an avid gamer for 13 years now. Started out with PC games, stuck with that, and actually in the last 2 years moved over to the PlayStation. Solely for two reasons, not for the games necessarily.
Yeah.
But one for Blu-ray. Gotta be practical with the wife, so I went with the Blu-ray, and also for the free, though lesser quality, free online network. So, been a PS3 gamer and computer gamer since then. So, based out of Iowa, right on the river, Mississippi River. Right now, corn's shooting up high. It's about 110 degrees out during the day. It's
wonderful,
fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, we got, actually tomorrow, here, we got a heat advisory.
Yep, so we're still pushing one out through tomorrow, too, so, yeah.
Alright, and, Zach?
First, I like how he threw that little disclaimer in there, the lesser quality, but free.
Yeah, that is true.
It's true, though.
But, emphasis on the lesser quality.
But free, because who can get on their PlayStation network or get on their gaming network right now? Because I haven't had to pay anything, and yet I think there's two other people right now that are in this podcast that are waiting to get some Xbox Live subscriptions.
I actually got mine all squared away. Mine is all subscribed.
I can play online right now. I'm playing on PS3 right now.
I see PS3.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Anyways.
We digress. Zach, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, my name's Zach. Been gaming since I was 5. So that would put me at about 22, 23 years right now. Started out on the Nintendo, shooting ducks. And went from that to the Super Nintendo. Went from there. I went straight from Super Nintendo, I think, to PlayStation, because I never got to the 64.
Oh, you missed out on great years.
I played it, I just never had it. Because all my friends had it.
I still think GoldenEye is the groundstone for multiplayer gaming.
Yeah, even though it was 4 players.
I don't care. That was still fun, even though it was split screen. You had people looking at each other's screens, but it was still a good time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-oh. He's cutting on us.
Still there?
There he is.
Well, what's happened there?
Minor technical difficulty.
But, I went from the PS to the, actually I went to the Dreamcast.
Ooh, Crazy Taxi.
You should have went with the Saturn.
Nah.
It's like Virtual Fighter. Oh my gosh. That game was amazing. Anyway.
Anyway, I went to the Dreamcast, then PS2, then ever since the original Black Box came out, I was a
big old fucking brick.
Yeah, I was hardcore 360 until about, I'd say about 7 months ago, till I discovered the world of DCU.
Oh, fucking sellout.
Well, I mean, that's still my core gaming still resides on the.
You damn right it is.
Xbox. I tried to dabble in PC, but it just fucking. I can do it for about a week, and then I'm ready to break my monitor.
I think that's more based on your PC's capabilities over true. The actual game. But
because I had a good time with Warcraft like the first week.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm a graphics junkie, so unless it looks like I'm doing it myself, I'm not touching it.
So many things wrong with that statement.
But it's so true.
But anyway. And that leaves me. My name is Eric, if you haven't already figured that out. I've been gaming probably since I was about 4 or 5 myself, so that'd be 16, 17 years now. I've played it all. I've done it all. I mean, I started with the Super Nintendo. I played a little bit of Atari because my mom had one, but never really got big on it. But it really all started with the Nintendo, and then just moved up from there. I've had every console since, until I lost my PS3 a couple months ago. But
lost? I don't think it was lost.
Stolen, whatever. Same thing. I mean, I've played them all. I've had a good time with every system I've played. But if you haven't already figured out by now, I'm hardcore Xbox. It's the quality for me. I'm very competitive in gaming, so it's the quality for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I will give it to PlayStation for the free part, but the quality is where I lie. I myself am from Ohio, as well as Zach.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And he knows if he ever turned to the dark side fully, I'd drive down there and kick his ass personally. But, gaming has always been my passion. I've always been hardcore into gaming.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's something and, that I think all of us here use more of a release.
All of us share that same passion and drive. But I met Zach about 2 years ago to kind of segue into our next part and how we all know each other. I met Zach about 2 years ago on a recruit post for an old clan we used to be in that kind of died and was rebirthed and then died again, and we're going to rebirth it back into a community rather than a clan. But I met Zach about 2 years ago, and as well as a bunch of other guys. And ever since day one, everything's just clicked. We've same play styles, same everything in gaming, even in real life stuff. And Zach and I have been like brothers ever since. Butting heads and screaming at each other about stupid shit. And then we met Jeremy, as I stuttered.
About October last year.
Yeah, it was right around my birthday. It's almost been a year now. We're coming up to a year. Yeah. And we brought him in to run our PS3 side of things. Yeah. And he's been the same way as me and Zach. He just kind of clicked in there. That's why you have the three of us on the show. Because we're fun-loving guys.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one way to put it. And the thing, it seems like at any given time, one of us are... You know, we may take a little break from stuff, but it seems like the other two always seem to pull the third guy back in again.
Yep.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. And when we're brainstorming on something, with the three of us, it never goes wrong. I mean, we'll sit here and we'll bounce ideas, and somebody will take part of something from someone said, and add something to that, and voila.
It's like Spratt, like his last two things that, like, you know, the project was working on.
Mm-hmm.
He knew exactly what I was trying to say, just I didn't put it in the right words.
Yeah, and...
Unless I'm a dumbass and Spratt.
Yeah, that's true. And that being said, I do the same thing. I mean, you could say something in complete, like, bullshit. Like, you could have a the in between every word. Or miss, like, six words, and I'll know exactly what you're trying to say. It's just how we click.
Yep.
But, sorry, Zach, you are the token dumbass of the group.
That's fine. Touchdown.
Oh, you still playing NCAA? Yeah. And we do this. We'll sit here and have a show going, and he's
what?
Playing NCAA. Actually, that kind of works out for me, Zach.
Yeah.
Because, what else besides NCAA are you playing right now? What are you dipping your fingers into? In the gaming world.
In gaming world, thank you. Oh. Thank you.
That's... caught myself.
Well... I don't know. It's like, there's so much stuff that's going on right now. I mean...
But game-wise, if we have to narrow it down, what games are you dabbling in?
Right now, mainly the only game that I've been playing here lately is DCUO. And that's just for the fact that there's so much going on, I don't know what I want to do. It's like, you know, I got Ghost Recon I've yet to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Max Payne 3 I've yet to finish. Both are fucking fantastic games.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, you know, you got Skyrim DLC just dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
You got the new ending from Mass Effect 3 out. I'm just sort of, I was at a crossroad and I just sat here, I was sitting, I was looking at all this stuff, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go through an 8-hour update so I can play DCUO.
And for those out there that have no idea what the hell he's saying, that would be DC Universe Online. Big MMO out there.
On the PS3.
It's on the PS3, it's also on the PC.
Yeah, but that's
on the PC.
Yeah, Zach plays it on the PS3. This is true. Jeremy, what do you got?
Primarily, I haven't touched too much on the X, or not Xbox, PS3 lately. I did go through since Microsoft Sony
on the Xbox.
Yeah, fact. Since Sony decided to snipe my credit card and charge me for another 3 months worth of PlayStation Plus, I went in and grabbed the new games that are out: the Ratchet and Clank All for One, Infamous 2, I have them all downloaded. I've kind of dabbled in those. Little Big Planet 2 I've been dabbling into a little bit. But I'd say most of my gaming time has been spent on the PC, playing lots of League of Legends. Dreadkin, if you ever want to add me on, my summoner name on League of Legends, if you ever want to add me. Just rocking that out. And then there's also Diablo 3. I'm actually playing that right now, working on my my Witch Doctor.
Very fun, very fun. Myself,
yeah,
I've been dabbling with Ghost Recon Future Soldier on the Xbox. Very fun game. I've always been a Tom Clancy fan.
Oh yeah.
And the capabilities of that game are just phenomenal, especially the way they integrated the Kinect into it with all those features. I could just sit here and just load my character and just mess with my gun for 2-3 hours. Just solely through the Kinect. Aside from that, I've been playing a lot of WoW, World of Warcraft. Long time WoW fan. And it's very enjoyable. Been doing a lot of raiding progression as of late. Even though we're coming to the end of the patch and waiting for the next one to drop.
There's no more patches until Mists of Pandaria, right?
That is the next patch drop. It's 5-point with the next expansion. But that's about all I'm into right now is World of Warcraft and Future Soldier. Actually, I take that back. I've, for a little while there, while I didn't have my live subscribed, I was playing some Need for Speed Carbon. I went back old school, because it was laying around the house, and, I was messing around with that for a while, and that was pretty fun. I miss those games. Yeah. But,
Go ahead.
No, continue.
I was going to say, the one racing game that I ever really could get into was the Burnout series.
Burnout was always fun. I liked Burnout. Actually, you know who you need, if you want to talk about Burnout, you know who you need to talk to? You got to talk to Armando. You and Armando will talk for days about that.
I'll pass, but thank you.
But anyways, what games you guys looking forward to coming out?
Oh, jeez, which game we go, am I not looking forward to?
We'll go off the road, and I'll start this time. Big one's coming out that I'm looking forward to, and it comes to no surprise to you guys, I know. Black Ops. Black Ops 2, of course. Because that's where I met you guys. Or at least Zach was Call of Duty. Always been a big Call of Duty fan. So I'm really stoked about Black Ops. I'm even more excited about Halo.
Did you see announced today that the pre-order bonus for Black Ops 2?
I already have it bought.
Nuketown.
I already have it bought.
They're bringing Nuketown back? That'd be nice.
Yes, that'll be amazing. Halo 4, because that's where my Xbox start was Halo 4. Or Halo, not Halo 4, Halo CE, combat of both. So I'm very excited about that one. And I'm very excited to see where they go with the storyline on this one, because who knows. And it's unfortunate for Sprat, because...
Fun little fact you may not have known, I did have the original Xbox, and I actually still have it somewhere.
You've told me this.
And the only reason I got one was for Halo, the original Halo, and then mm-hmm. Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
But we would do a 16-player multiplayer. Mm-hmm. In high school, we'd have a bunch of guys come out.
System links.
Bring up four. Yep.
Yeah.
Four systems. 16-player multiplayer, mm-hmm. and we would go from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to, probably 3 o'clock the next day. We'd have our high school teachers come over and game with us for hours at a time.
Good old days.
Yep.
But other than those two, the two kind of big name titles on the Xbox, you mentioned it earlier, Mists of Pandaria, the new expansion for World of Warcraft, I'm very excited about, because they're going to do a lot of awesome things with this game. And at the rate Blizzard is going, as much as people want to try, I don't think there will be a quote-unquote WoW killer. They've tried and tried, and it's not going to happen. There's too much going on in this game for it to get killed like that. I mean, Diablo tried it, didn't work. Swoter.
In Diablo's defense, it's a different game. Different genre.
Why can't I think of the name? Star Wars, The Old Republic. Didn't happen. That's
Even if it's not a good game, I'm a Star Wars fan, so...
Oh, I am too. I mean, it wasn't a great game, but it was still fun because of the Star Wars lore. But, those are probably my big three that I'm really looking forward to. I'm sure there's a bunch out there I'm forgetting about that I've... But... To kind of name my big three, those would have to be it.
Well,
how about you, Zach? I'll finish up this one.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you now, none of those three are in mine. Here within the last 8 months, I've went from being totally in love with Call of Duty to wishing to erase every memory I have of it, because I cannot stand that game anymore.
Well, which one are we talking about?
Any of them since Modern Warfare.
See, but Black Ops wasn't too bad.
Eh.
And you have to agree with me on that one. You take away the hit detection errors they had,
Yeah, but that's what a first-person shooter is.
I'm saying, though, but take away that, take all the other mechanics into factor, Black Ops was a good game.
I think what killed him on it, or what I think distanced Zach with the Call of Duty franchise was Battlefield.
That had a lot to do with it.
That did, and it even did it with me, too, because Modern Warfare 3 wasn't that great of a game. But, and, I mean, you take it back to Black Ops launch, every hour we had, if you logged onto your Xbox, you would see me and Zach playing Black Ops every minute we had.
Well, one of the big things with Black Ops was it was a new franchise.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? You know, we've did the World War II shit. We've did, you know, two Modern Warfares. Black Ops was a new...
It was Vietnam.
Yeah, you know, it was a new platform for him.
Which is Black Ops 2.
To me, Call of Duty is starting to walk that real thin line with Halo.
It's getting there.
But to get to my three, number one has to be Watch Dogs.
That looks awesome.
Not
gonna lie.
If it wasn't for, you know, the Call of Duty fan base and all that dumb shit, Watch Dogs should, in my opinion, Watch Dogs, just from seeing the 5-minute demo, has a shot at winning Game of the Year.
If the demos upholds to what the actual gameplay holds up to what the demo shows, I have a feeling it's in the running.
The second one is a PlayStation exclusive.
Ooh.
And it's The Last of Us. You guys seen that?
I haven't.
You haven't seen that?
No, I really don't pay attention to PlayStation.
Oh, God.
I really don't have a reason to.
I can hear you typing it in right now.
I am. That's me. I'm trying to pull it up because I'm curious.
It's a... It's made by Naughty Dog, people who've made Uncharted. Yeah. And it's a survival zombie game.
Survival horror.
Yeah. But it's almost, it almost looks like The Walking Dead. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a Left 4 Dead type.
No. From the gameplay, it has nothing to do with the Left 4 Dead. There's no multiplayer in it.
Well, I'm not saying in that aspect, but I'm saying the gameplay.
Graphics look sick on it.
Graphics look fucking nasty.
But as far as gameplay goes, again, it's going to be like Left 4 Dead, though.
I have heard about this because they said it looks a lot like the Uncharted series.
Well, that's
obviously, you got Naughty Dog involved.
The people,
but yep, exactly. But I mean, it's Uncharted with a zombie theme on it.
And Uncharted was some damn good games, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My number three is Medal of Honor.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Just because the last one was right there, just the multiplayer was busted.
I didn't think so. I liked their multiplayer. I'm probably one of the only people in America to say that, but I really liked their multiplayer. It was balanced.
The party system. That to me is what was busted.
That was janky as hell.
You know, you just...
Like when Battlefield first came out.
The only way you could get into... Yeah, but hell, Battlefield at least had lobbies. Medal of Honor didn't even have lobbies you could keep up in.
Actually, you know what? Funny you say that. You know what that reminded me of, now that I think about think back on it? Kind of reminded me of Homefront. The way Homefront was busted when it first came out.
Homefront was busted if you tried to go in and roll deep. You could go in with 3-4 people at Homefront fine.
But when it was tricky when it first dropped, though.
Yeah. But if you tried to go in 4 or 5 people, you were hit right in the mouth.
Yeah. So that's Zach's top.
I think Medal of Honor would have done better. I think last year's Medal of Honor would have done a lot better. They would have done late spring, early summer release instead of trying to compete with the Battlefield 3 and the Call of Duties. I mean, they can't.
Hey, unfortunately. Rhett, you're a little off there. Medal of Honor came out in 2010, not last year.
Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
My bad.
But you're right, though. They did rush it. They rushed it for the Christmas release and everything, and I think they really
That came out with Black Ops.
So. They really bit it on that one. But,
The thing with Medal of Honor is, because I seen it in the press release about a week ago, right, it was actually right, I don't know, it was about 2 or 3 weeks, it was right when Black Ops 2 was announced, right after E3. It wasn't announced, it was right after E3, because it was right after they showed their gameplay footage. EA's plan is to alternate Battlefield and Medal of Honor every year to where Call of Duty does. You know, Call of Duty alternates Treyarch and Activision. EA is going to alternate Medal of Honor and Battlefield. But the thing that could make Battlefield or EA or Medal of Honor 10 times better is that they're running the Frostbite 2 engine.
Yeah.
Which is going to be Battlefield on a Call of Duty scale. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to have all the destruction, you know, buildings collapsing and shit, but you're going to be 5-on-5. And you're not going to have to run 4 miles to knife someone.
Jesus fucking Lord, that was annoying.
So I got my fingers crossed for Metal Bomb.
Infinity Ward. Anyway, yeah, it's, I played the old Medal of Honor. I haven't played any of the newer ones, but just because I think they try to compete too much with the other big dogs out there. Yeah. And just...
The campaign for Black, that's the best one.
Yeah, that was a really good campaign. But, Sprat, what are you looking at?
Let's see. I had Black Ops 2 on my list. Another one I'm looking forward to is Assassin's Creed 3.
Game. I like the fact that they're bringing that to America.
Yeah. And you get to play next to George Washington, and just that. Yeah, that game just looks sick. I pre-ordered that. I have my collector's tin from GameStop sitting in my drawer here. Looking forward to that a bit. Another one I'm looking forward to is Counter-Strike Go. As I mentioned earlier, Counter-Strike was the game that turned me into a gamer. It's a game that cost me many a good grade in middle school and in high school. So the fact that when I went from Counter-Strike 1.3 to Counter-Strike 1.5 to Counter-Strike Source, now up to Counter-Strike Go, Global Offense, that's just... then the fact that they're going to do Counter-Strike Go just like they did Portal 2, where if you buy it on the PS3, you get a free copy for the computer. And they actually will do cross-platform from PC to PS3 again. Which, you know, with Portal 2, it wasn't too bad because you're not as, have to be as accurate as the computer. But that's, I like that feature, at least that they're implementing it and making it work. My third one, Borderlands 2. That game kind of is intriguing me. That comes out September 16th. So, it's got an August release date, a September release date, and then an October release date for the three games I think I'm really... Well, end of November if you count Call of Duty. So I'll have my end of summer and fall booked up here, I think, for gaming for a while.
Don't we all? But that's what we do. It's who we are. I mean, when these big games start dropping, our schedules get really... really pushed.
Hold on, back to the Counter-Strike.
Okay. Go for it.
I read somewhere, it was back before the beta went out. You mentioned the cross-platforming and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I read that that's coming to the Xbox Live Arcade.
I've heard that, but I don't think it's going to be PS3 to Xbox platform.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm I'm just talking about the game in general coming to Xbox.
What, Counter-Strike?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be on all platforms.
But you're only going across...
It's just the cross...
With...
On just PS3 and PC.
Yeah.
Because they have Microsoft and... Not Microsoft, Sony and Valve have that agreement right now. I'm sure it's just a matter of time until Microsoft gets their foot in the door and then we all can play together. Oh. Okay. I think that ultimately make every...
Yeah.
It'd make it better for gaming in general, I think.
You think so?
But...
I think it
definitely. Won't make the reason it'll never happen is because as soon as they make cross-platform gaming happen, people aren't going to want to buy both consoles, and they're both going to be vying for the independent titles. That's the only thing that they'll have to keep them on a certain console over another would be the independent title releases. And as soon as they get rid of that, I don't think it'll be enough to have people buy one console over another if there's cross-platform. But I think it's in concept, it's a great idea for the gamers.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's a major reason why people stick with a certain console as it is. Not the quality of the online play of Microsoft or the free online of Sony. It's the system. It's the, you know, platform exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
that's the whole reason I bought a 360 was to chainsaw someone on Gears of War.
The good old Gears of War days.
That's the only reason I bought a 360. I went out the day before I bought a 360 and bought three games for my original Xbox. That's like, what, $120 then? $110, three games. Got home, was on the internet, I was on YouTube, and I watched this dude chainsaw this guy, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Say, 360. The whole reason I wanted to try a PS3 was for Little Big Planet.
You queer.
That game was a shit.
I will give you credit that it was a fun game. But I'm a little surprised, Sprat. I'm surprised you didn't have God of War on your list.
It's a... The story's okay, but it's not. He's not going to be as badass. I mean, it's pre. It takes place before all the other God of War, so he's not going to be as powerful. I mean, it's going to be a good story, nonetheless. Yeah, he's not going to be a god, so it's just going to be like, meh. I'll play it, but it's not in my top three.
Oh, okay.
Beckham.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, back on the console front, did you guys hear Valve's actually looking at developing a console?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll fly too far.
It's going to be... I have a feeling it's going to be a lot like the OnLive consoles, personally, but we'll see. Yeah.
So, bringing us all together before we move too far forward, since we've... gone back and touched on old systems, new systems, and what we're looking forward to in the future, comparing them between what we have now and what we all had growing up. And I'm really talking like comparing them fully. Don't say, oh, well, this had this then, this had this now. Just strictly compare. Gaming back then to what it is now. Differences. Positive, negative, whatever you feel. What do you guys think?
I think it's a very...
I think the... Go for it, Zach.
I didn't mean everybody at one time. Jesus.
Specify that.
All right, Zach, start off.
I mean, that's... It's hard to tell, because, I mean, back then, you know, we were kids.
Well, I mean, take away all the factors. We were kids, the technologies are different... We'll do it this way. Did you have more fun looking back on it and remembering what those games are like? Would you have had more fun with those games now than the games you do have now?
If I could go back and play what I did pre-compact disc era,
mm-hmm.
if I could play everything then, now, with the technologies and the online capabilities that we have now, I would rather do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're saying.
Could you imagine playing the... Do you remember? I mean, everyone knows Mortal Kombat, but I was a big Killer Instinct fan.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
That cartridge. You know, Zelda. Could you imagine Zelda as MMO?
Oh, fuck. That'd be a hell of a game.
You know, Super Mario Brothers, two-player. Well, you have to co-op now with on the Wii and shit, but just...
Yeah. And that's actually, it kind of worked out in my favor when Donkey Kong Country Returns came out for the Wii, because my mom has a Wii. I bought it for her for her birthday or something. One of those, it was either her birthday or one of those Hallmark holidays. But I bought it for her, not for the intent of her playing it. I pretty much bought it for myself.
Well, I do that with my kids.
Because Super Nintendo, Donkey Kong Country was my thing. Every game, I had it. I beat them all. Those games were a hell of a lot of fun back then. And to play that on the Wii, comparing the Wii version of Donkey Kong Returns, this is just my opinion, but comparing that version to the versions I played back then, they were very similar. I mean, you saw most of the same stuff. I mean, bosses and stuff were different, but it was a lot of the same kind of things. You were doing a lot of the same stuff, and it was just fun, and it brought me back to my childhood again.
And that's one thing I think the Wii did a very good job with. You could go out and buy the classic titles. When I got my Wii, I went out and I bought the classic Mario, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2. I have all of those on my Wii that I haven't turned on in probably a year, but when I want to, I go back and crank through those again, because that's, Super Mario Brothers, I think, was a lot of our first game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's one of the first ones, my parents borrowed our neighbor's Nintendo over Christmas break because they went to Florida for 2 weeks, so we had access to their Nintendo, and that's all I played. So being able to go back and do that again, yeah, just on the Wii even, it's just amazing.
Oh, yeah. Comparing multiplayers. I mean, yeah, now we have online and all that stuff. But did you think it was more enjoyable playing multiplayer games like we mentioned earlier, GoldenEye? Or even Sprite you mentioned with Halo. Do you think it was more fun back then or more fun now? Sprite?
Ease-wise, as far as making multiplayer easy... now is easier.
Well, granted.
Just because you don't have to have the 16 people. But nothing beats having 16 people in a house that you can just yell down the hall talking trash about how you just lit them up and stuff like that. I think old school multiplayer where you actually, you have to be physically at the same location as the people you're playing against, nothing's going to beat that. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can talk trash over a microphone, but there's nothing like standing up and, cursing out the guy across the hall saying, you rocked him, or, how dare you light me up? I wasn't even looking, or, stuff like that. If you can go up and talk to someone in their face about how that game was and talk about the perks and the good and the bad of the game afterwards.
And even, you could even, I mean, you could help people too. Like, hey, you should try this instead of that, or do this instead of that. And essentially, out of those 16 guys, you could all that make each other better.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I have another thing agree is, with you on that aspect, too.
Gaming now is so non-social. Yeah, you have your microphones, but, you get on a Call of Duty game and every third word's a curse word, every fourth word's a derogatory word towards someone else in the game, and it's just like, after a while, that just gets tiring.
Okay, Sprat, we're not talking about me.
To hear,
get out of here.
Exactly, but it's just, in general, you get the 12-year-olds thinking they're all big and bad because they have 10 hours of free time a day, and they can light you up when you get on for your 30 minutes a day, and then,
I'll be honest with you.
You lose a lot.
I'll be honest with you, nowadays, if I get on something like that, unless I'm playing with people I know, like Zach or you or some of the other guys, I mute everybody. Yeah. I don't talk. I don't talk to anybody.
I'm going to put my headset on unless I'm playing with someone I know.
Especially with Ghost Recon, with the Kinect, because everyone's got their Kinects on. That's just annoying. I'm sorry, I don't want to sit here and listen to the Transformers all day. God, Optimus Prime, turn it off.
With that, are you losing your multiplayer? Because if you're not talking to anybody, you're not communicating, you're not social, for all you know, you could be playing against 15 other computers.
Yeah.
And this is where the comparison comes in. Because, I mean, back then, you knew, and you had that multiplayer experience.
Yep.
Now, it's, you don't know what the hell you're playing against.
I agree with you guys. I'd prefer, because, you know, I did the same thing Sprat mentioned.
Yeah, same here.
Except we wouldn't be in separate parts of the house. We would have four TVs all back to back to back.
Yeah.
16 dudes in the living room with, like, we'd have, like, four coolers of beer, you know, and everything was right there.
Yeah, that's what we did.
It was awesome. There's one of the best online experiences I've ever, or multiplayer experiences I've ever had.
Oh, definitely. And I'll never forget the one time we were, in my parents' house, we were all in the basement because that was my room. We had four TVs set up in a square. I had like 20-some guys over, and we were all playing all throughout the night. And my mom came downstairs at like 4 o'clock in the morning with like 6 plates of pancakes. That was the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. Oh, good old times.
So I used to do the old PC LAN events where you'd have 70 guys in a room. And those got fun. I mean, those
were always thing. Hot.
Yep,
I was sweating my ass
smells
off.
Like, smell like shit too. But you know, it's a smell that you don't smell very often anymore. And it's like, well, damn, kind of miss that stank ass.
Zach does every time he wakes up.
Yeah.
But with all that being said, to give everybody a look into who we are and what we do and what we're about, I say we talk about our project.
Ultimately, I think we're trying to bring back the social aspect of gaming.
Yeah,
turned everything's gone so, you know, like you mentioned earlier, everyone mutes everybody if it's not in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do to fix that? What can we bring to the table to make gaming social again instead of...
Yeah. And to
make multiplayer social.
To kind of jump in front of you real quick, Zach. I mean, we did the clan thing. We did that. It was fun, cool, whatever. I did the competitive MLG, all that stuff. Yeah, that was fun, cool, whatever. But I want that socialness back. That social aspect. And, Zach, I know you'll know this. And some of the old guys, if they listen to this, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But there was nothing better than one day on Black Ops, back in the day, back in the Exiles, we had a full ground war, a full 18-player lobby of nothing but our guys.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, we all just joined in one after another, so it was all 18, and it was random teams every match, and to have a full lobby of 18 guys that you know, that you play with daily, to just mess around and have fun, there's nothing that beats that. I mean, unless you're having the 16, 17 guys at one house, but seeing isn't where we all are, because back in the Exiles days, it was everywhere across the country. But there's nothing that got better than that, and that was just pure fun. And that is what gaming should be. Not, oh, you get in a lobby, you mute everybody, you don't talk.
Yeah.
But...
I agree with you. I mean, I actually had a picture of it on my old phone.
I have it on my phone. Maybe I'll post it as the picture for first episode.
It, you know, it was like you said, it was nothing but random teams.
Pure chaos.
But no matter where you was or who you was talking to, you knew that dude.
Yeah.
And that's the closest thing to the old living room LAN parties you can get to.
Yeah.
And that... And hopefully that's what we will accomplish here very shortly.
Very, very hopeful for that. To kind of give you guys...
throw our name out there?
I was getting there right now. Thanks for jumping it. Thanks for jumping the punch.
No problem.
So for every... Actually, you know what? Zach, I'll let you do it.
No, go ahead.
No.
Go
ahead. Zach, do it.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
Zach.
No.
Zach, do the honors. El Capitan. You're an asshole.
You
fucking
you.
Trick. So, we're going to restart our community. And I say that with emphasis. We are just that. We are a community. We're not a clan. We're not, for PC gamers, we're not a guild. We're a community for gamers to come and have a place to socialize, to have a place to meet people of different backgrounds of gaming and different play styles. And the name of the community itself is going to be Structure Syndicate, powered by Structure Gaming. Not that whole thing is a name. The name is Structure Syndicate. But we're going to be backed and powered by Structure Gaming, which people may or may not know. And I personally like to thank Billy for taking us under his wing, I guess. But we're going to be a fun place for gamers to come and go as they please. We're not going to make you do anything. We're not going to make you go through a recruitment process or any of that bullshit. Basically, you go to our site, structuresyndicate.com. Right? .com?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't go to it yet. It's not completely up, but within the next 2 days, 2-3 days, give it. Check it out, structuresyndicate.com. You come, you
you just have to sign up.
Yeah, that's
what I have to do.
Sign up, hit join site. That's all you got to do. You come and go as you please. If you have a question, you want some background information on something, throw it up. Someone will get back to you. And, I mean, Jeremy, I almost combined your guys' names there. Zach, Jeremy, and myself will be on it every day. I mean, we're on there as much as we can because we want that social back. We want to grow this thing and make it big and make it so anybody out there can have a place to come and socialize with people of the gaming nature.
Exactly. That's the whole reason we're doing this. You know, we all three of us have came, you know, we've got the backgrounds, like Eric said, of the clan, you know, the guilds, all that stuff. We've been out of it for a while. You know, I sent these two text messages, or actually, Sprat texted me when he got my iPhone. But I sent Eric a text, probably like a day before Sprat texted me, you know, asking if he was wanting to get back into it.
Actually, I believe you asked me, because you had texted me and asked, or you told me you wanted to get back into it. And you'd asked me if I was on board with it, if I'd be on board with it the whole way through.
Yeah.
Which, you should have known better than to ask me that, because you know what my answer was without even texting me.
Well, yeah. I just, you know, out of common courtesy.
Since when have you had common courtesy?
Full of it.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, that's what we're going to aim for. You know, we're going to try to get everything back to where you don't have to worry about getting online, turn your headset off, you know, muting people. You know, we want you to enjoy what you do. Enjoy what you enjoy doing. You know what I mean? Yeah, you like playing video games. No, I don't like playing video games by myself, listening to people I don't know. You know, we're going to give you a place to where you can come, you know, introduce yourself, meet other people with similar interests, similar game interests, whether it be Call of Duty, Battlefield, Ghost Recon, Diablo 3, WoW, you know, Hopefully I get a few DCU people.
Hell, I don't even care if you're into Viva Pinata.
Yeah.
You'll find somebody that has an interest in what you have an interest in, and you'll have somebody with common ground you can talk to.
Yeah. That's what we're going to try to do.
And I'm 100% excited for this. Because this is what we've always been about and what we've always shot at. I mean, hell, our saying back when we were the Exiles was gaming should be fun.
Yeah.
And I still live by that.
And there's nothing here saying that, you know, you have to be a casual gamer. You know, we'll take whole clans in if they want to come in and just join in the community, join the conversation, or, you know, just get some playtime with people that aren't necessarily as hardcore or want to try out some stuff within the community, that's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, you know, the Wii hardcore Wii player, which to every other console is, you know, a casual gamer. You can be the hardcore, you know, I play Call of Duty 30 hours a week. I am the top of the server ladders all the time. You want to come hang out? You know what? More power to you. We'd love to have everybody come along.
I'm sorry, Jeremy, but when you said hardcore Wii player, the first thing I thought of is, what the hell is a hardcore Wii player?
It's a casual gamer.
I didn't know there was such thing.
Exactly.
Oh,
they tried.
But, I mean, yeah, we'll take anybody that wants to come. You want to bring a whole clan in here, and you want to put something up on the forums that you're looking for more people, that you want more members in your clan, more people for your team, you're more than welcome to. I mean, that's what we are. Think of us as your local coffee shop. Or your local internet cafe where everyone can go and meet people and talk to people that have common interests. And, oh, go fuck yourself.
I was wondering where the hell you was going with that.
I'm
like a barista, please.
Yeah, you're queer. But just think of us as a common meeting place where you can talk to people with similar interests and kind of like a fraternity.
More. That would have been a better...
More than a coffee shop. Well, see, I don't know, because you live out in fucking BFE, Zach. And, Jeremy, you're from the middle of nowhere, too.
What's that got to do anything?
But, see, up here is...
I don't even have a coffee shop in my town. You can kiss my ass.
Exactly. Up here, you go to a coffee shop, you can talk to other people. I mean, we have one out by me called Common Grounds. And people go there...
Oh, I see what they did there. I see what they did there. That's clever.
Exactly. And people go there, they take laptops, they talk about gaming, they talk about this, they talk about that, books, poetry, whatever it may be. And you could just go there and meet random people and talk about things you guys are into and see who has similar and make new friends and this and that and all that stupid crap. But, I mean, we're not asking anything of you. You want to throw some input out there? You're more than welcome to. You just want to join and see what we're about and then leave a couple days later? You're more than welcome to.
And you know, the whole thing... And back to the beginning, to what you said, you know, we're part of the Structure Gaming Network.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every now and then, you know, old boss man Billy is going to have something up his sleeve. He's going to, you know, we'll hold a play date, drop a few games, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we'll get together with some companies like Turtle Beach and.
Yeah.
And kind of to.
Those of you who already know Structure Gaming. Know about the Mass Effect 3 Mayhem playdate we had.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a...
It was just that. It was Mayhem.
I mean, we had like over 70 people came out and participated. You know, Billy gave away, you know, brand new XP. What was it, 500? The new wireless ones that came out and mm-hmm. gave away a new headset. Gave out four extend plays, like... 3,200 Microsoft points, 2 game helmet hats.
And to kind of hang it over your guys' heads, Billy and I are actually working on something already.
No, imagine that.
But he came to me the other day and shot an idea at me. And so him and I have something in the works already. So, structured gaming is going to help us out quite a bit with some stuff.
And, you know, with structured gaming, it is a gaming news site, so within the community, we're going to have articles, we're going to have reviews, we're going to have a lot of stuff that they have to offer readily available for the community to check stuff out at, too.
Definitely. I mean, you wanna find news out about an upcoming game, something new coming in, sorry, I had to cough, something new coming in, then you'll find it on our site. Something new's happening, you'll know about it through us.
Via
Structure Gaming, yeah. And the other one I want to kind of talk about, too, besides Structure Gaming, I want to talk about Radio Influence. RadioInfluence.com. I've been talking to them for a couple days, and they're going to help us out a great bit. Not with Structure Syndicate or Structure Gaming. They're going to help us out here with 8-Bit Radio. By hosting our show, and, or at least that's the hope, and featuring us and shouting us out and getting us more views and more this, that, the other. So I really want to give them, they do amazing things on their site, and they have some very awesome shows on there too that range all over the spectrum. And they're a great group of guys. I mean, I was talking to them the other day, and if there was one week that one of us couldn't be here to be on the show, they would throw somebody for us so we wouldn't have to not record one week. Which, that shows a lot to me.
Yeah.
So, I just want to throw that out there about them, because great group of guys. And they do what they do for the same reason we do what we do. For the fun. It's what they enjoy. They're not trying to get anything out of it. They're not trying to get money or anything like that out of it. I mean, with us in the site, Structure Syndicate, we're not trying to make money. We're not trying to get ourselves rich or take stuff from other people. We're doing it for the pure joy of gaming and social gaming.
So if you guys are getting paid, I'm getting the hose here. I'm getting shafted.
Well, you also don't live in Ohio, but, you know, whatever.
Because Ohio is so great.
Yeah, we just got a casino.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Zach, have you been there yet?
No, I've been by it.
Hey, casino,
been
huh?
By it.
Ooh.
How were you all the way up in this neck of the woods?
No, we got one.
Oh, yeah, you guys got one down there.
Yeah.
Ohio has two now. Wait. Oh, your seatbelts, guys, they're moving
go
up.
Go fucking shuck some corn, buddy.
Go plant a cornfield with some crop circles. Maybe you'll be like Jerry Sandusky and get probed in the ass.
That's what I was about to say. One good thing, neither one of us are from Pennsylvania.
460 years in solitary confinement on suicide watch. That's amazing.
That's horseshit. Well,
if they put him in jail and or not in solitary confinement, he'd have a lot of play dates. Let's put it that way.
I think they should have killed him.
That took me home. Are we still rolling?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we're wrong.
Okay.
Alright, well, before we get to that topic, we'll finish out. We'll do that off.
For
off
another air. Time.
Yeah.
It just irks at me because I work in the in corrections.
Okay, well, regardless.
Whatever. Go.
Check us out. Give us a look. Check out the site. See what you see. And if you like what you see, sign up, join up. If not, feel free to keep coming back to this and listening to us. We're going to talk about everything. We're not...
Including your mom.
Yeah, okay. Don't want to talk about mom.
On top of that, is if you are a gamer, you have a passion for writing, for helping out in the community, for, you know, possibly helping out with the podcast occasionally, or anything like that, you know, definitely come to the site. Register.
Yeah.
It's know us, and you know we do have connections with Structure Gaming. That if you want to try a hand at writing game articles or game reviews or you know opinion pieces like that, you know, it's a good place for you to start. You know, we can help get connections made.
Definitely. And like you said, Jeremy, if you want to jump on a podcast with us, say you just want to jump on 1 week and kind of shout your opinions out about a game or whatever it may be, just drop us a line on the site, and I'll be more than happy to get a hold of you and talk to you about what your ideas are and this, that, and we'll get you on the show. So,
Closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts.
Do not want to be Jerry Sandusky right now.
Yeah, of course he's going to that topic. Closing thoughts.
He's going to get back to it one way or another.
He will. Just check us out. Get ready for the site, because when the site drops, we're going to have a lot of stuff going on. And hopefully you guys come back and give us a listen again, because I'm sure next week we'll have an interesting lineup.
How about you, Zach, other than Mr. Sandusky? What do you got to close out with?
For just a touch on what Eric said, you know, next week, we might have a few debates going on. This weekend, we was more trying to just, you know, introduce ourselves to you.
You can bet your ass we're going to have some debates next week.
Master debates.
I might bring Armando on just so I can have another DCU WoW debate.
That's fine. But anyway.
Do you want to send people away that fast?
Armando Garcia. Actually, Zach, I got to send you that. I still have that episode on my computer.
Anyway. Come back.
Yeah.
Give us 52 weeks. If you don't like us after the first year, you can leave. How about that?
I mean, and that's just us. I mean, we're casual. We're doing this. We're having fun. I mean, and we'll get in debates, and we'll yell back and forth at each other, and we'll interrupt each other, but we have fun. And we're trying to bring that fun and socialness back. So that's why we do it.
Forgot to ask, Eric, are we bleeping out all the bad words on this, or are we letting these fly?
I'll probably let them fly.
Too much work to bleep out everything
Yeah.
You and Zach have said.
I've always let them fly. And the nice thing is where I upload everything, you can tag it as explicit.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that with that being said, if I don't see you before Christmas, hang your own damn balls on the tree this year.
Hey, Zach, don't you have a can of shut the fuck up to open?
And I digress.
And spreads the good one out of us. So
you rarely will you hear me drop the F-bomb.
Oh, I've heard it a couple times in WoW.
A few times, but that's because there's a lot of F-tarts in WoW.
But, guys, come back. Come see us again. Come listen to us. Check out the site. It'll be opening here soon. And, yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll hear from you and get some game time in with you online. And again, I want to thank Structure Gaming and that whole crew, not just Billy, because he can't get all the credit, but the entire crew over there. They've all been really helpful. Nick, Sam, Billy, Jasmine, all you guys.
Jen.
Yeah, her too. I forgot about her. I haven't really talked to her much. And I also want to give a shout to Radio Influence. And if you haven't, go check them out now, radioinfluence.com. You will not be disappointed. And until next week, guys.
Happy birthday, Billy.
Stay classy, San Diego.